Today is a story about a man that went from wanting to take his own life to having the best year of his life, thanks to MGTOW. So welcome back, MGTOW Man. Yesterday, I got a comment from a viewer who I think was a female viewer, and she asked me a question on my middle school boy's response to feminism video. And she asked me about some of my general opinions on MGTOW and then proceeded to say, "Doesn't this seem sad?" So my short answer, MGTOW is like the real-life version of GameShark. It almost acts as a cheat code. It's like when you play a video game and you've found a glitch to warp to the end of the level. And why would that make me sad? In fact, MGTOW not only adds opportunity for more fulfillment, less stress, more opportunity to take risk, but it also offers clarity for things that have happened in the past for many of us, propelling us from a place so low that we felt that leaving this planet was the only way to dealing with life, all the way to living the best year of your life, as this email that I received from a viewer laid out for me last month. So MGTOW brings men back to reality, and when you're not in reality, you are told that it is reality, slaving away in confusion. And MGTOW doesn't look to disparage or carry a vendetta. MGTOW aims to make men's lives better and more fulfilling after years of being told that this freedom was not even attainable. So let's read this. Here's the shortest version that I can give you. Me, 18 years old, living in El Paso, Texas, where I'm going to the University of Texas, El Paso, UTEP. I had always wanted to join the service, but I was dating a girl at the time, and she didn't want me to go. For the sake of the story, let's call her D. Subsequently, he didn't, okay? He didn't go into the service yet. And fast forward 6 years, and we are still together. She and I are living in San Antonio. I'm 24, and we both work for Wells Fargo, doing okay for ourselves. And I finally have enough of the shirt and tie day job and decide that it's finally time to go for the Navy. I talk to a recruiter, fill out all the paperwork, tell her one day after I come home from work, she tells me it's her or the Navy. Ultimatums. And after 6 years together, I shipped off to boot camp 2 weeks later. Fast forward 3 years. I'm stationed near Seattle, Washington on an aircraft carrier. I've made rank really fast. I've completed a deployment to the Middle East. I'm partying, seeing girls, enjoying the single life. And along comes a girl, fellow sailor on my ship. She is as close to humanly possible, my ideal type of girl. So right here, enter the NAWALT. I'm beginning to hear more of these stories and coming to the realization that one of the most important elements in the narrative of many of these MGTOW stories is the illusion of the NAWALT. Let's put that in our back pocket for future reference. Let's proceed. In my eyes, she is perfect. I get the one-itis, harder than any man that I've ever known in my life. Her body was amazing. Sex was great and plentiful. She got along with my friends. She would randomly show up at my apartment with beer. She bought me an Xbox One. I even flew her back to Texas to meet my father, going all out. We had some rocky points in our relationship, but for the most part, it was awesome. We did whatever we wanted. We traveled to California frequently. Went to Napa Valley, went skiing, it was great. We moved in together and things actually got better. Everyone we knew just assumed we were going to get hitched one day, and I thought it was going to go that way too. I had a friend on the ship. He was dating some civilian local girl for a while. Naturally, his girlfriend, let's call her Jade, and my girlfriend, let's call her Sally, became friends because we hung out with them a lot. Anyway, we go up on another deployment. So me and Sally and my homie Steve, let's call him, are all out on sea for about 6 months at that point. Sally's contract in the Navy is finished, so she leaves from the ship and flies back to Seattle. Me and Steve are still on the ship in the Pacific. I email Sally frequently, call her when I can, and basically just keep in touch as often as possible. She's back in Seattle with Steve's girlfriend, Jade. I enlisted and found out that I was getting orders to Corpus Christi, Texas, where I am currently. I had talked to Sally, and she said she would go with me. She wanted to move with me to Texas, and she was really excited. Well, randomly one day, I get an email from Sally, and she tells me she doesn't want to move to Texas. She says she can't picture herself living there. She says she wants to stay near Seattle. So I tell her that we would basically mean the end of our relationship because I was moving. And I was not going to go long distance. Keep in mind, she is living in Seattle at my apartment while I'm deployed in the South China Sea. I knew this was an excuse, and it sounded like BS. I didn't really care. I told her she needed to be moved out of my apartment by the time I got back from deployment. Also, around this time, my friend Steve and Jade broke up. None of this seemed too out of the ordinary because it's very common for this stuff to happen in the military. Whatever. About after 3 days of being back from deployment is when the bomb dropped. Steve and I find out from a mutual friend, she knew both of our exes, that Sally and Jade had actually cheated on us with the same dude having a threesome. Mind blown. Both of our girlfriends had sex with the same dude at the same time. You can't make this stuff up. It was about her not wanting to leave Seattle, that was not the case. She just used that as a rationalization to cover up her own shame. Not only that, the same source told us that Sally had been using cocaine and had even offered some to her on multiple occasions. Craziness. I was a wreck. I could not handle it. Hoodie, I went home from the bar one night and I pulled out my gun and I pushed it against my forehead. I sat there on my couch with a 45 against my head for like 8 hours. I couldn't sleep. I didn't know if she had that in my bed or on my couch. I was physically sick. I sat there with that gun in my head for so long, so hard that I left a massive bruise on my forehead. I thought about killing her too, but thankfully, neither of those things happened. I got a phone call from a friend in Milwaukee. The ringing of the phone snapped me out of the haze. I didn't tell him about the gun, but I told him that I was sad over the breakup. He recommended I buy a ticket to Milwaukee to visit and get my mind off things. I bought a ticket that day, flew out 3 days later. This friend of mine doesn't know that he probably saved my life. I went to Milwaukee, we went camping, went to a baseball game, drank downtown, played volleyball on the shore of Lake Michigan. It was an awesome week. Sometime down the road, I was bored at home and typed into Google, why are women so promiscuous? Discovered a bunch of YouTube content, articles on ROK, the rational male. Fast forward again, I just lived the best year of my life. I'm 30 now, in the gym almost every day, got promoted, went to a bunch of concerts. I just wrapped up a 3-day road trip to college football games. I'm going to Austin for New Year's Eve, so I got this in December. I'm so much better off now because some chick burned me so hard 2 years ago. I still feel some hurt and some pain from it, but really, I'm so busy, I forget it. MGTOW was a life-changing ideal to live by. My friends and family all noticed a change in me. I put up with less. Do what I want. I don't apologize to my family for missing certain events because I'm out doing my own thing. My wallet is fatter, I'm healthier, and everything just feels a bit more enjoyable when you go MGTOW. There's really no other way to put it. Moving story once again. All right. And for those that are listening now, I'm sure that some are going to be thinking, and mainly those that are likely going to critique MGTOW, that this has everything to do with female nature. Almost only the only thing. That MGTOW is a philosophy that has everything to do with female nature, and it simply boils down to a philosophy that has to do with women, feminism, and just not getting married or cohabiting, right? Wrong. Men going their own way is a philosophy that has emerged as a result of a man's natural ability to look for, perceive, and apply new and more efficient ways to survive in a world and society, primarily the Western society, and then go forth and achieve and self-actualize himself despite these new ills. Feminism is a large factor that has played into this, but only one factor, okay? And stories of women cheating while men are away at war, that was happening in the Bible times, 2,000 years ago. Look at Bathsheba and Uriah. That is not new. So if MGTOW is only emerging now, but that was happening 2,000 years ago, why didn't MGTOW happen during that time period? Clearly, there is then a gap. A gap is left then. At that gap is that the other areas of life are not guaranteed as they once were. Effort does not guarantee you anything, which is something that it may have done even in the golden age, as they say, of American history. Thus, you remove the toxins from your world that could impede your progress and derail you from becoming who you want to be. Therefore, this story is not just about female nature and being cheated on. If it was, it would just be another story that we could read about in Reader's Digest, okay? This guy may not have been MGTOW, the one that called the MGTOW brother up that night. He didn't need to be MGTOW, but the fact that he did call him up illustrates what is needed from us MGTOW men. Those that need support should get the support from men that can relate to you. The strongest influencer in a counseling-like situation is a person that can relate and that can listen, not someone that is deemed to be the smartest. And that is personified through this guy's action and influence. But beyond that, and that's where MGTOW comes into play, guys, is the reason that MGTOW is so powerful for me is because it offers an explanation. Humans are fascinated by people and things that offer explanations. We are intrigued by people that can, and I don't ascribe myself to these things, like reading the stars, reading palms, or other prophetic predictions or interpretations of dreams. But the reason we are fascinated is because humans seek order naturally, regardless of what the current world order says. And if we seek order, we seek an explanation. And thus, MGTOW, when found, is almost an addictive thing because it is both prescriptive and descriptive. And when I first found it, I was able to understand past decisions I had made in my life, not just in relationships, and also the decisions and reasons for failed relationships, but all throughout my life. And I now knew what hypergamy was. It was not just this intangible thought that I didn't think other people understood. It was a reality. And with this newfound reality, this MGTOW brother was able to have the best year of his life because he was not burdened by questions. He was instead lifted by answers. and you're left with positive results such as independence, newfound strength and solidarity, personal understanding, drive, and most importantly, freedom from many things, not just marriage. And to reflect on the story itself a little bit more, this is where we have to recognize. People are unpredictable. You cannot control people. And you can only control your own decisions and actions by controlling your own thoughts. As seen in who he thought was a Nawal, but turned out to be a woman that was doing heavy drugs and was cheating on him in quite a licentious way. And this is proof that you should never buckle for what someone else wants you to do in a relationship. Regrets for not moving for a new job that would advance your career and help you improve yourself and self-actualize you will always be more powerful and painful than the regret of staying with her. And if you stayed in Seattle with her, soon you would find out that you had missed an opportunity in Corpus Christi because you chose a person that was unfaithful. Thus, men, continue. I urge you, consider going your own way and go your own way. There is a limited time and you can only control yourself. You will never know when the Nawalt evolves into the Awalt either, guys. As almost 80% of these stories that have been delivered to me have this elemental narrative shift in there somewhere. So keep enjoying the fat wallet, the health, the improvements at work, and the overall free lifestyle. So this story was splendid, and if you want to share another one with me, I want to hear it and I want to share it. Also, at the end of each video, I've been announcing that I want to put together a book, a collection of stories from MGTOW men, sharing how they came to MGTOW and what MGTOW has done to benefit them in their lives. To take part in that, let me know at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.